Hello and welcome to the Power Podcast. Is that what we're calling it?
Power Mornings with we got to workshop it. I'm not sure what's going on.
Power Hour?
Sure. It's only going to be like 20 minutes. Power Quarter Hour. Here we go. Johnny Infamous joins us today. We're just all sitting around here in our new digs, the new station, Power 107.
We are here just to inform you that today's podcast is not a recap of our morning show. We actually were not in this morning.
We got the whole next week off, too. So August 26th is when the full on-air lineup will be ready to roll. Johnny, you're switching shifts, so now you get to be late every day at 9 a.m., right?
This can be hard.
Yeah.
So really, our show will be 5:30 to 9:30 because Johnny will definitely be
rolling
in late.
This is the adult part of my life that I'm coming into now.
It's crazy because you've been a DJ majority of your adulthood.
Yeah. I might have to look into coffee, whatever that is.
Yes.
And then after you, it's going to be Jake Ryan and Hannah joining forces. And then by the sounds of it, the hunt is on for our next evening star.
Evening and weekends. Now, Power is something that is legendary in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to a station that had Power in the title, and our logo kind of reminds me of it. And not only that, but Gary James, the one and only Gary James that used to do mornings, Power mornings back in the day growing up in the 90s, he's going to be doing the countdown on the weekends of our station. So make sure you guys are actually tuning in to the station. You're going to love it.
It sounds like a pretty cool concept too. So he's going to count down like the 25 biggest songs from like August 1998. And then the next week it'll be like 2003. Yep. And then the next, you know what I mean?
I'm so excited. Cool and concept. Don't get me wrong. Hot 107 means a lot to me. It's where I started. It's the only radio station I've ever worked at until now. And it will forever be one of the best things to ever happen to Edmonton. We went out on a high. We just needed to make a couple changes because the competition in this market was tough.
Well, and when you see a hole, it's rare in formats when there's a window and an opportunity to do something a little different that nobody else is doing, you got to take it because or else somebody else will. And we just, with the heritage of the Power name and the void of really rad throwbacks and a bunch of hits from years past that nobody else is touching, we see it as a great opportunity.
Right, like you hear of all of these classic rock stations and you're like, oh, that's great for our parents to be able to have that nostalgia, but we want it now too. Now I'm turning 30 next year.
Yeah.
I want to be listening to music that shaped my childhood and my teenage years and into my 20s.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they say the songs that were number one when you were in grade 12 are the songs that you have the most nostalgia with. And that's definitely the case for me. Like, I look back at Closing Time from Semisonic, and every time I hear that song, Time of My Life by Green Day, I go back to like the smells from a high school.
The locker room.
Yeah.
But even for me, high school is SOS Rihanna.
Yeah.
That is awesome. What
I think
about
that's
you, Johnny?
What I wanted to come in and say is that we're talking a lot about the past, but like people don't know, we're still going to be playing hits from like a year ago.
Yes.
Right.
If it's a big one, if it's Drake, if it's Rihanna, I mean, this is really a hybrid of like Power and Hot 107 together.
Yeah.
You're going to get the best of both worlds.
As they were talking about it yesterday, I said to the bosses, like, is there another station that you would be able to compare us to? And my favorite part of yesterday was Christian, our director of programming for the company, saying, no, like, we invented this. So it is a really cool new concept. We're pumped for it. We really, like, genuinely, I was so happy to see you excited, Jake Ryan excited, you, Lisa, excited.
Well, I mean, after a day, I was good. I was really nervous. And then I listened to the station. I said, oh, okay, this isn't like, you know, 90s, 2000 and today. It is that. But it's also every hit you loved from Hot 107 still there.
Right.
I went to bed last night thinking, oh my God, the station I listened to growing up, that morning show was everything to me. And now I get to potentially be that for new listeners. That is the coolest.
Yeah.
That was one of the coolest moments for me last night, was just laying in bed and going, that's me now. Like, this is where I am in my life.
So
it's
August
so cool.
26th is when we are officially on the air. And yes, the phrase that pays returns in a very 2019 way. We'll have all the details for that on the 26th. But you'll be hearing things on the air before then.
Right. Like, we're not on vacation by any means. We will be here. We're going to be prepping for an awesome show. The whole lineup's going to be here August 26th because it is summer still. A lot of people are taking vacation days. So
yeah,
we just want to be ready to rock and ready to entertain you every single day starting on the 26th.
We wanted to get going today.
We were so excited.
We're stoked. Yeah. But they got us. They're holding us back. For
yeah, they really are.
Have you ever been through anything like this before?
I was telling Lisa yesterday, in my radio career, I've been fired. I've been hired, fired, taken from another station, but this is my first flip. So yeah, now I feel like I've finished the whole crescendo radio life.
Hit for the cycle. I went through one, and it was bad. I wasn't as excited. I was on this really cool rock station in Bonnyville called The Goat. I even have their logo tattooed on my left butt cheek. And they came in and said, you know, we're going to make some changes, but everybody gets to keep their job. And then they flipped the station to country, and they fired 5 out of the 7 on-air staff. So Jeez. It was just, if I'm not mistaken, just the other morning guy and me left, and his role changed entirely. It sucked.
It's very rare that the entire lineup stays. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the other thing about this station. It's going to feel familiar. You've got those big hits you love. You've got all the on-air hosts you love. We're just playing way more music. Look at this tweet right now. So Power 10 Station is a radio station made just for me and millennials. I am on board 100%.
Awesome.
Just texted
there you
them.
Go.
Yeah, give us a chance. I know there's going to be people that are sad anytime that there's change.
Nobody likes change. You hate when your Facebook algorithm changes. You hate when Instagram updates. You don't like changes, but then you adjust and you adapt, and then you realize, okay, this isn't that bad.
Yeah, so just give us a chance is all we're asking for. Maybe if there's somebody you know that you think will really like the station, tell them about us.
You can play us at work now.
I think the saddest thing here is everyone knows we were the coolest station.
Yeah,
like,
we went out on a high,
we were one
man.
Thing only. We always played the most new music. We always had the best mix shows. So it does hurt a lot
it
to
hurts.
See something like that go away.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to go down as the only morning show host in the history of the station.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
I've got that.
You got that.
Swag worthy.
Wow. Yeah.
I also have another record. I mentioned Bonnyville earlier. I'm the only radio host that ever worked on all 3 formats in Bonnyville.
So you got Whoa. Country?
I got the pop station, and then I crossed the street, literally one street, to
that's
the
dope.
Goat, the rock station, and then it the goat. Country. Yeah.
I think I had a great run here, and I just want to thank management because I think I have the record for most letters of almost dismissal here.
Yes, that's true.
You have been warned a lot.
Literally almost happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I came in, I sat here, I was
you
here.
You didn't know it was happening, right? They keep this stuff very
we
secret.
We didn't know
oh,
we
yeah.
were flipping the
we
station.
Didn't, nobody, you guys didn't know, we didn't know, nobody, we knew something big was happening.
Right.
We had our... You know,
suspicions.
Yeah, but yeah. we didn't know for sure. So I come in, I sit down, and I text my boss. I say, I know it's a big meeting. So I say, hey, sorry, man, I'm going to be 15 minutes late. The bubble comes up, and then it goes away. So I know he's pissed.
Yeah.
Right? And then I see our general manager go into his office, and I'm like, oh, no.
They closed the door. They were ready to be like, Johnny's gone.
If you would have been late to that
meeting. We were close.
You would have been gone.
You might have not made the cut.
But you know, I like to live on the edge.
Yeah, totally. We do have to say goodbye from the station to some good friends as well. We are keeping the majority of the on-air staff. But Harley, great kid, our
Lasagna.
Weekend host. He's going to do great, though. You know, we were talking, he deserves 5 shows a week, and
he
we
does.
Didn't have that for him.
He deserves
just
a morning like... position.
Yeah.
That guy should be waking people up in the morning.
I agree.
Know?
And DJ Tycho as well, who was our long-running 107-minute hot mix DJ. And that guy's got more ways to make money than anybody I know.
That's...
He's an investor. He DJs. He's
he
got
also,
so many side hustles.
He's been trying to move to Costa Rica
yeah.
for years,
yeah.
and this might be an opportunity. Every time you think of something that changed in your life, you look back and you're like, it wasn't bad. It opened up so many more doors.
It's a little scary, especially when you don't get to choose the choice, but... I know he had been talking about Costa Rica a lot.
Yeah.
He always is.
We love him.
It feels like I lost half of me. I mean, I remember when Hot started, I was on another station we won't mention, and I was just looking over across the river. I was like, I knew I wanted to be on Drive. I knew I wanted to be with Tycho because he was one of my good friends. And when we finally got here, like, especially this last year, we talk about all the success we've been having.
Yeah.
Especially with the Hot Mix. It's just, like, heartbreaking.
It's
but
sad.
He's a guy who... You know, I don't want to say it, but you'll probably hear him on the radio.
Yeah, he probably has
very
six
soon.
Job
he
offers.
Won't be out of work for long.
Well, he's too talented too,
that's
right?
Exactly.
He'll land on his feet, and like we said, his side hustle game is out of hand. But we wish him nothing but the best. It's so sad that when big changes happen at a radio station, often that means personnel. We're very lucky that we have our gigs, like you said, thanks to management for having the confidence in us to take this whole new concept, Power 107, and run with it.
Yeah, so listen to the station and let us know what you think about it. Slide into our DMs, hit us up on our text line. You know what it is. What is it? So many changes, you guys. 780?
It's the same
784-7107. It's still the same.
No, I know. I was kidding.
It's like the only thing that didn't change.